on track. According to the large novelty clock in the back of the room, we'll go back to item 12. Excuse me. I'm on the wrong page. If we could please go to item 1205.
1205. Appoint Kayla Wade to the Citizen Review Committee Advisory Board to the Independent Police Review, a division of the City Auditor's Office.
Director Sevier, you're up. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, members of council. My name is Constantine Sevier, director of the Independent Police Review, and it is my honor to present to you Kayla Wade as an applicant for service for 3 years on the Citizen Review Committee. As you can see from her bio, she's an incredibly qualified candidate, also someone who hits a lot of the goals that we strive for when we try to recruit individuals to serve on the CRC. As you folks know, the CRC has a very important task in providing police accountability to the city. CRC hears a number of misconduct cases through its appeal function, as well as making policy recommendations to this council, the police commissioner, and the city auditor. And Ms. Wade's background, both in her collegiate career and post-college, shows and demonstrates an ability and a willingness to serve her community. And as a bonus, she's a native Oregonian, which there aren't too many of us. Ms. Wade, do you have something that you want to say?
I prepared a brief statement. I just want to say that a healthy police force is an extension of its community. It's growing and improving alongside the citizens it serves by welcoming opportunities for open dialogue and constructive feedback. And I am extremely honored to have the opportunity to contribute to this communicative process by serving as a member of the Citizen Review Committee. And I am dedicated to doing so with the utmost integrity and objectivity. And I look forward to engaging with both the Portland Police Bureau and the City of Portland, as well as my fellow citizens, as our community continues to evolve. And I just want to sincerely thank the City Council for considering me for this appointment.
One thing, and I'd be remiss if I didn't thank our outreach coordinator, Irene Konev, who is responsible for bringing us Ms. Wade. At one point, the Citizen Review Committee had, I believed, at the time when it was 9 members, had 8 males on the committee. And through her efforts, Ms. Konev, to bring reaching out to more diverse communities, we've been able to, I think as time has gone along, broaden the diversity on the committee and actually improve the quality of the applicants brought before the CRC, because as you know, the CRC and its function, there's a lot of difficulty in what the CRC has to deal with, and I'm just really pleased that Ms. Wade is willing to take this on for 3 years.
Colleagues, any questions or thoughts? Could I just ask one question? I was really impressed with the questionnaire that you filled out as you applied for this position. I was particularly struck by some of the volunteer work you did at Dartmouth. Could you talk a little bit about that and how that intersects with the work on the CRC? I just thought that was really interesting, and I think that the public at large might be interested in that.
One of the main reasons that I wanted to apply to this committee is because it really closely related to one particular volunteer commitment that I had at Dartmouth, which was serving on the Presidential Steering Committee, which was a committee comprised of students, faculty, staff, and alumni that was appointed by the president of the college to specifically look at high-risk issues affecting our campus, specifically high-risk drinking, issues of sexual assault, and issues of exclusivity that were kind of affecting our campus in a negative way. And so it was a group of I believe 12 members that were met on a weekly basis and worked really hard to look at evidence-based practices and met with experts across the country and at our at other comparable schools to try to come up with some specific and appropriate recommendations to the Board of Trustees to kind of move the campus forward and work towards building a better community there. And that taught me a lot about maintaining objectivity and working with a wide array of people in order to work towards the greater good for our community. And I'm really excited to take that experience and apply it to building a better community in my home state and in Portland.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I see a lot of intersects here just in terms of the types of issues, the serious nature of the issues, the controversy that can sometimes swirl around the kinds of issues that you mentioned in your testimony as well as in your application. So I think you'll be a very, very good fit, and I'm appreciative that you're willing to step forward. Colleagues, anything further? This has been filed as a resolution. Is there any testimony?
We have three people signed up.
Thank you very much.
Will you please come up? Dan Handelman, Maggie, and Ryan Cruz.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch, and this kind of seems like the same thing we say almost every time there's a nominee for the Citizen Review Committee. We don't have any objection to the nomination of Ms. Wade. She actually seems like she'd be a good addition to the group. But we have said repeatedly in the last several times we've come before you that the top age on the CRC at the time, the last time I came before you, was 57 years old. The person who was 57, Michael Luna, just ended his term. So now there's not going to be a single member of the CRC over the age of 45. And this ordinance requires that this body reflect the diversity of the community, and I looked at some demographic information, and there should be at least 3 of the 11 members who are over the age of 50, according to demographics. So this has been brought to the IPR's attention and to your attention. I'm not saying you shouldn't appoint this person today, but I think that the next round of recruiting should be very deliberate about making sure there's an age diversity on this panel. In fact, today, none of the other members of the CRC, except for Mr. Luna, could go to the police review board hearing that's occurring today because they all have day jobs. And so sometimes it's helpful. And we used to come before City Council and complain that everybody was retirees, and now the pendulum swung too far the other way, perhaps.
Thank you for acknowledging that, Deb.
On that matter, the director mentioned that there used to be only one or two women on the CRC. Now there are going to be 7 out of the 11 members are going to be women. It's great. You know, we need more equality and more women in these kinds of positions, but just again, that's a little bit off balance from the reflection of the community. So I noticed that today's agenda item is being introduced by Mayor Wheeler instead of the auditor. I'm not sure if there's any significance to that. We have been noticing...
That was a Scrivener's error that was corrected.
It is the auditor that is, in fact...
Okay.
That was a mistake. Sorry.
I just want to bring up, in terms of... Because we have so few opportunities to talk about the IPR-CRC structure, the auditor doesn't bring the IPR's annual reports before the council anymore. We've asked for that repeatedly. She stopped going to CRC meetings, the auditor, and she didn't come to the October meeting even after a request because they asked for her to come to discuss their standard of review, which you all know they want to change. The OIR group report that was heard earlier this year, I know, Mayor Wheeler, it's your policy not to take testimony or reports, but she could have requested that. It just feels like there's some kind of disconnect between the auditor and the CRC and the community. We've talked, if it's a problem that she doesn't like having the police in her portfolio, we've talked about adding a change to the charter so IPR becomes fully independent, so it's not under any of your offices or her office. That's just something to think about for the future. So I just want to make sure that all those issues are thought about when every time you have a chance to talk about IPR and CRC.
Yeah, and those Dan are great comments, and I know Director Sevier is still here somewhere. I agree with you. I think it's very, very important that older adults be reflected in the committees and, frankly, all the work. And we as a council have committed to being an age-friendly community, and that includes not only economic and social engagement, but it also includes civic engagement. So I think you're right to admonish us all to look for people intentionally who could help fill that demographic void. I appreciate that. And just as sort of an interesting aside, at the request, I believe it was of CRC, I meet with the chair and the co-chair on a regular basis, and I find that interaction actually very, very helpful. And so I appreciate you raising some of these issues. Good morning.
Good morning. So I guess my concerns would be as stated on my form, is what her qualifications were, and also if she is going against the police department on a certain decision, say, that would be unpopular or not liked by the police department, how would she hold up under that pressure to, you know, make a finding, say, in the favor of a community member who maybe was not treated well by the police department? How does she think she would hold up under pressure from the police department if she's, I don't know if she's been in the police department and she's not anymore, or whether she's never been affiliated with the police department, or so that's a question for anybody who's on an independent police review, because a lot of times you have them skewing towards the police department unfairly. And I particularly want to say in regards to homeless people, disabled people, elderly people, people who are unfairly barred or exited from the very low standard shelters that we have in Portland. You know, oftentimes they don't want to go into shelter because the shelters are so bad. But we've got a lot of people out in wheelchairs and walkers and canes who are out, you know, and exposed to the elements, and either can't or don't want to get in shelter because the shelters are so bad, and they'll be harassed by the police. There's a lot of police harassment also on the MAX. In certain areas, there's some dragnet areas down by like the bus depot, Greyhound, and over by Couch and Davis, where they have the dining Sisters of the Road, and they'll harass people down there. So I'm wondering how she's going to deal with people who are homeless and are through no fault of their own, through a lot of you know, poor service problems that we're having in Portland for the homeless, how she's going to deal with that when those people are dealt with unfairly. So that would be my question.
Very good. And was there a third individual?
Oh, he's speaking on another item.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just to respond to Maggie's concern, if there is in the record the responses to the questions, and all candidates are asked about their experiences with the police, whether they have ever worked or volunteered in the criminal justice system, to which the answer was no. Have you ever participated in an organization that advocates a position regarding the police or the criminal justice system?
Okay.
The answer was no. So I appreciate your questions. They've been answered to my
okay.
satisfaction.
All right.
And Mayor Wheeler, may I address one more thing I forgot to
sure.
bring up? I understand that you mentioned that or somebody mentioned that, oh, it was the director, mentioned that the CRC brings recommendations about policy changes to council. My understanding is that they tried to put their deadly force work group report on the council agenda earlier this month, and the auditor pulled it. So that's another example of something going on where there's a disconnect between the auditor and the CRC. So I'm just hoping that that's something you all pay some attention to.
Thank you. Thank you both. Appreciate it. Please call the roll.
Daily.
I just wanted to share with our community members here today and the public that the Citizen Review Committee was a little bit about the Citizen Review Committee. It was established in 2001 to help improve police accountability, promote higher standards of police services, and increase public confidence. Volunteer CRC members are appointed by City Council, and they perform four primary functions: gather community concerns about police services, help the IPR director develop policy recommendations to address patterns of problems with police services and conduct, review and advise IPR and IA on the complaint handling process, and hear appeals from complainants and officers, and publicly report its findings. I want to thank Mr. Handelman, mayors and commissioners come and go, but he remains, and he is a wealth of information and a one-man accountability mechanism for council, and I deeply appreciate his contribution and service, and I often agree with him. I am going to say today, as far as the makeup of the committee, given the... Oh, there you are. Given the historic makeup of many of our committees, which does trend older, whiter, and maler, I'm not deeply concerned with the fact that this committee doesn't. But I will keep an eye on that, because it really is ideal to have representative groups. It's only 11 people, so how representative we can get is a challenge. I want to thank Director Sevier and Irene, and especially Kayla Wade. You have amazing experience and perspective to bring to this committee, and I'm really excited to see what you and the whole committee is able to do together. I vote aye. Oh, and I do want to mention, this is a full work day a week. This is no small commitment these people are making. It's 7 to 9 hours a week. I mean, a lot of us don't even volunteer 7 to 9 hours a month or a year. So I want to thank everyone who's able to do that. It's really impressive. So, okay, I'm done.
Fritz.
Thank you, Ms. Wade, for being willing to serve, and thank you for coming back to Oregon and to Portland after your spectacular academic career at Dartmouth and your service there. I note that you worked for an Oregon State Senator, you've been in a neighborhood association, you have a small business. It's just a very impressive resume, and your willingness to serve is excellent. Thank you, Irene Connor, for doing the outreach, and Director Sevier. I do share Mr. Handelman's concerns about getting the reports and the annual reports, the deadly force, the change in policy recommendations coming to council, and I hope we can have some more conversations about that and figure out a mechanism to make sure that they do come to the council as required. And I acknowledge that, yes, it's... a nice problem to have too many young people and too many women on a committee. And I do acknowledge that you did point out when we had too many old people and too many male people. So you certainly are an equal opportunity pointer-outer. Thank you all, always for your constructive and evidence-based comments, which are very welcome. And part of the accountability system. We continue to have a problem with public trust in our police, and the Independent Police Review and the Citizens Review Committee has to be a central part of that. We have to get the reports back to council, back to the public, in a timely manner so that it's not 6 months, a year, even longer, before we find out what happened on X date and was there any accountability for actions taken that may not have been in line with policy. Were there any policy changes recommended if it was in line with policy but things didn't work out? And so that is your life experiences, your academic career, your business career are going to be very, very helpful in helping all of the council as well as the auditor to find the right way forward for that. Thank you for your willingness to serve. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you, Ms. Wade. I was very impressed with your answers to the questions on the questionnaire. They're very well-written and a lot of candor. So, yeah, we're happy to have you, and I appreciate your willingness to put in the hours to do this very tough job. I also want to thank Director Sevier for his leadership of IPR over the last many years. And I want to especially thank Irene Kona for maybe doing her job too well in getting a diverse membership of the Citizen Review Committee. But I think that's great, as my colleagues have said. And, you know, last I want to thank Dan Handelman for all of his advocacy. I think, as Commissioner Udaly said, we come and go up here, but we can count on a consistent representative of Copwatch to be here, Dan Handelman. And while I may not always agree with you, Dan, I do respect that you come prepared and you always raise provoking issues, thought-provoking concerns about a lot of things we do. So I appreciate that as well. Please vote aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I could give the long speech or the short speech, and so I'll give the short one today. First of all, I'll just say my only regret is that Dan is too young to actually serve on the committee. He's an older guy, so he's out of the running. Number two, with regard to Ms. Wade, she'll do great. You'll do great. I really appreciate your bringing your skill set to this and stepping up. And I have every confidence that she will approach this in the same way that she's approached her previous experiences, which is by looking at the evidence, looking at the data, and using your good judgment. And as long as you do that, as I say, you will do great. And third but not least, I just want to point out that we've had this conversation today both about IPR and CRC. And it is very important that I think we as a council continue to acknowledge that policing in this city is not an autocracy. In fact, there is citizen oversight. There is citizen engagement. We will, in a matter of hours, be having the very first meeting of PSEP, which is yet another group of qualified, highly engaged, experienced residents of this community who are coming together to provide yet another type of look at the policies and directives of the police bureau. And so all three of these bodies working separately and independently, I think, can only be a good thing for our police bureau in terms of building the strength of the bureau and building trust between the police and the community that the police serves. So, Kayla, thank you very much for stepping forward. I'm very, very, personally, I'm very grateful to you. Thank you. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted. The appointment is confirmed. Thank you.